Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgReview. She's in Moreton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Dave. And I do have a seatbelt on this morning. I think we're going to be in for a big move today.
It has been a wild ride already this morning. Both ways, essentially, you know, since the open pit traded, we're looking at corn now holding roughly two-thirds of its gains and soybeans a half.
Right, and I think the expectation of a higher bean crop panned out, but a little bit lower corn yield panned out. The harvested acres got shifted according to the FSA data, which seems to me that USDA's had that for more than a month's time. So it'll be interesting to see how this thing shakes out. I thought that there were very few surprises on the report. Maybe that was the surprise. Mm-hmm. Maybe Brazil's upgrade of its bean crop a year ago, that may have been something that was a little bit surprising, but I don't see anything here that looks super outstanding. I think the trade will continue to focus on, are USDA numbers believable, because that's been an issue. But really, when you look at a bean yield up 2.5 bushels per acre, it's absorbed rather nicely with the demand state.
Exactly. You got the 2.5. You got a 1.1 million additional harvested acres. You got a bigger carry-in of 39 million bushels, mm-hmm. and we only changed the bottom line by 15 million.
Right, and I think most everybody figured that USDA had underestimated demand all along, and how were they going to justify ending stocks that really need to be lower. And this really 130 million bushel ending stocks is really bare bones. There's not much wiggle room when you get there.
Which suggests the next 45 days ought to be pretty supportive for prices.
I think it should be extremely supportive. I've been saying for weeks' time that the harvest lows were in both the corn and the beans, and I think these numbers could be supportive of that. Whether we can get November beans back above 1620, which is really the next serious resistance, we need to see some closes here above 1560.
And on the corn side, are we also looking at a retracement, or are we looking at something more further down the road?
I think we're looking at a retracement, but I expect this market to be reasonably bouncy. Dease corn needs to hold some closes above 750 in here to encourage more volume, good volume buying. I would expect that the funds will come in and buy both the corn and the beans today.
Thank you, Ellen.